All right, so today we're diving into a data breach, and this one is huge.
It is.
And it might even affect you directly.
Potentially, yeah.
We're talking Change Healthcare.
Yep.
And this isn't just another, you know, run-of-the-mill data breach. This is officially the biggest healthcare data breach in all of U.S. history.
The biggest.
190 million people impacted.
A lot.
Yeah. So there's a pretty decent chance that you could be one of them. So let's unpack this whole thing.
Yeah.
Who's behind it? What happened? And most importantly, what you can do to protect yourself.
It's a wild story for sure. Lots of twists and turns.
Yeah. Almost like straight out of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So let's rewind back to May 2025.
Yeah. That's when this whole thing started to come to light.
Okay.
During a Senate Finance Committee hearing, UnitedHealth CEO Andrew Witty, he kind of hinted that this was massive in scale, saying it could have hit maybe even a third of all Americans.
Wow. So red flags were already waving.
For sure.
Then in October 2025, Change Healthcare confirmed the breach, but they initially estimated 100 million people, which is still massive.
Still huge, yeah.
Then in January 2026, they revised that number to 190 million.
Almost double.
Yeah.
Really highlights how these investigations can uncover a much, much larger impact than what we initially think.
So 190 million people potentially compromised.
Yeah.
That's a lot to take in.
It is.
So who are the masterminds behind all of this?
So this is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
The ALPHV Black Cat Ransomware Group, they're the ones responsible for this.
Okay.
They're known for being very sophisticated, very efficient, but they also have this element of audacity to their operations that sets them apart.
Audacity? How so?
Well, for starters, UnitedHealth reportedly paid them a $22 million ransom.
$22 million.
To get a decryption key and prevent them from releasing the stolen data.
So they basically paid them to go away.
In a way, yeah.
So case closed. Everyone just moves on.
Not quite. This is where the audacity comes in.
Okay.
ALPHV then pulled a fake exit scam.
Oh.
Yeah. They claimed that the FBI had seized their website and they vanished, leaving their own affiliates unpaid. Which obviously caused a lot of tension and distrust within the cybercrime community.
So they basically betrayed their own people.
It seems that way.
Wow. Talk about a plot twist.
But there's more.
Okay. There's more.
The story doesn't end there.
All right.
A new group popped up called Ransom Hub.
Okay.
And they claimed they had the Change Healthcare data.
Interesting.
There's some speculation that they might have been working with ALPHV the entire time.
So a double cross within a double cross.
Exactly. It's very elaborate.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, for sure.
So another ransom was eventually paid and the data listing was removed.
That's correct.
But this really begs the question, can these ransomware groups ever be trusted to hold up their end of the bargain?
Right. Can we ever really trust these guys?
Right.
It casts a lot of doubt.
But let's get down to what everyone's really worried about here. What exactly was stolen in this breach?
Yeah, so this is where it hits home for a lot of people. We're talking incredibly sensitive information. Names, addresses, birth dates, phone numbers, email addresses.
Okay.
Basically everything an identity thief would need to wreak havoc.
Okay. That's scary enough on its own, but this is healthcare data.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it goes a little bit deeper than that.
It does, unfortunately.
Okay.
They also got their hands on health insurance information.
Aye.
Policy details, member IDs, Medicare and Medicaid IDs, all potentially compromised.
So not just our personal info, but our health records are at risk.
That's right.
This is getting into some serious territory.
Yeah, this is where it becomes really concerning.
So what else?
Well, medical diagnoses, treatment plans, test results, it's all potentially out there.
Jeez.
And to add to that, they also stole financial data, like payment card information, billing codes, account numbers.
Okay.
They even got personal identifiers like social security numbers, driver's license numbers, passport details.
It's hard to imagine a more complete package for someone who's looking to steal someone's identity.
It's a pretty comprehensive set of data.
Right, yeah.
Now, Change Healthcare has stated that not everyone had their full medical history compromised.
Okay.
And so far, they haven't seen full medical histories in their data review.
Okay.
Their exact words were, "The information that may have been involved will not be the same for every impacted individual. To date, we have not yet seen full medical histories appear in the data review."
Okay, so that's got to be a little reassuring for some people.
Hopefully it is.
But realistically, does it really change much? I mean, even partial medical records can be damaging, right?
You're absolutely right. It doesn't really diminish the seriousness of the situation.
Yeah.
Even seemingly small pieces of health information can be used for malicious purposes when combined with other data points.
So what can we do? What are the absolute must-do steps someone should take after a breach like this to protect themselves?
Yeah, so that's what we'll get into next.
Okay.
There are some crucial actions everyone should take to minimize their risk and regain a sense of control after something like this happens.
All right, let's get into it. Okay, so we're talking about the long-term consequences here. This isn't just about someone draining your bank account.
Right.
This is something much bigger.
It is.
RF information.
Precisely. This data could be used for identity theft, insurance fraud, even blackmail.
Wow.
And it's not just about individuals.
Right.
It impacts the entire healthcare system.
That's so.
Think about it. If a company like Change Healthcare, which handles such sensitive data, can get breached, what does that say about the industry as a whole?
Yeah.
It raises serious doubts about their cybersecurity practices, and it could really erode public trust.
Yeah, people might be hesitant to share their information with doctors or hospitals, fearing it could be compromised.
And that hesitation could have serious consequences for their health.
Right. People might delay treatment or avoid seeking care altogether.
It's true.
So this breach has ripple effects throughout the whole healthcare ecosystem.
Potentially, yeah.
And beyond that, what about the larger implications for data privacy in general?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The Change Healthcare breach, it really shines a light on the vulnerabilities of our current data security practices.
Mm-hmm.
And it could very well be a catalyst for change.
Okay.
Both in terms of regulation and how companies approach cybersecurity.
So potentially something good could come out of this mess.
It's possible.
Okay.
This could lead to stronger regulations, increased investment in security technologies, and a more proactive approach to data protection.
Okay, so what can we do as individuals to push for those changes? I know you're going to give us concrete steps to protect ourselves, but what about this bigger picture?
Make our voices heard. Contact your representatives. Support organizations advocating for stronger privacy laws and demand better security practices from the companies you do business with.
So put pressure on these companies.
Exactly. Every voice makes a difference.
Okay, so let's move on to those concrete actions.
Yeah.
What are the absolute must-dos for anyone listening who might be impacted by this breach?
First thing, stay informed. Keep an eye on updates from Change Healthcare and United Health.
So check their websites, follow their social media, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Next, change your passwords.
Got it.
And I don't just mean for accounts directly related to your healthcare.
Okay.
Do it for every account where you use the same password or a similar variation.
Okay, so everywhere.
And make sure you're using strong, unique passwords.
Which I'm guessing a password manager is a must at this point.
Absolutely. Password managers are a great tool for keeping track of all those credentials securely.
Makes sense. What else?
Enabling two-factor authentication or 2FA on every account that offers it.
Okay, 2FA.
This adds an extra layer of security by requiring a second form of verification.
Right, like a code sent to your phone or something like that.
Exactly. Or even better, a hardware key.
Okay, so 2FA can be a little bit of a hassle sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's a small price to pay for that peace of mind.
Agreed.
What else?
Be extra vigilant about phishing scams. Scammers will absolutely try to exploit this situation, sending emails or texts pretending to be from Change Healthcare or United Health.
Trying to trick you
into giving up personal information or downloading malware.
Right. So if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Exactly. Always double check the sender's email address and be suspicious of any unexpected requests for information.
What about monitoring financial activity?
Yes, absolutely. Regularly review your bank statements and credit card bills for any unauthorized transactions.
So just be on high alert for anything that looks fishy.
Exactly.
What about identity theft monitoring services? Are those worth considering after a breach like this?
They can be very helpful. These services monitor the dark web and other places where stolen data is often traded, and they'll alert you if your personal information pops up.
Okay, that sounds like a good safety net to have in place.
It is.
Anything else we should be thinking about?
Limit the amount of stored payment information you have online.
Okay.
Avoid saving your credit card details on websites whenever possible.
So basically minimizing your digital footprint wherever you can.
Precisely.
It's about being proactive and taking control of your online presence.
Exactly. And if you want to take things a step further,
okay,
you can use tools like a digital footprint scan to see what personal information about you is already publicly available online.
So this can give you a sense of what you need to maybe lock down further.
Exactly.
That's really good advice. So those are some really practical steps for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
It's helpful to have a clear plan of action, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed by something like this.
Absolutely.
But let's shift gears a bit and talk about the companies themselves.
Yeah.
What are the bigger lessons that organizations, particularly those handling sensitive data, should be taking away from the Change Healthcare breach?
This breach should be a wake-up call for the entire healthcare industry,
mm-hmm.
and really any organization that handles sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
It highlights the critical need for a robust, proactive approach to cybersecurity.
So what does that look like in practice?
It starts with leadership, recognizing that cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue.
Right.
It's a business imperative.
So it needs to be a top priority.
Absolutely, with adequate resources and a culture of security embedded throughout the organization.
So it's not just about having the latest technology. It's
right.
about having a mindset.
It's a mindset.
That prioritizes security at every level.
Exactly. It also means investing in comprehensive security technologies, implementing strong security policies and procedures, and providing regular training to employees on cybersecurity best practices.
Okay, so it's a multifaceted approach.
It is.
But one that's clearly essential in today's digital landscape.
It is, and I think it's important to remember that this probably won't be the last major data breach we see.
Yeah, you're probably right. The question isn't if another breach will happen, but when.
Exactly, and organizations need to be prepared. They need to have a plan in place for responding to incidents, communicating with affected individuals, and mitigating the damage.
So being proactive and prepared rather than reactive and scrambling after the fact.
Exactly. And it's about understanding that cybersecurity is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix.
Right.
The threat landscape is constantly evolving,
yeah.
and organizations need to adapt and evolve their defenses accordingly.
So it's a constant arms race, basically.
In a way, yes. But it's an arms race that we can't afford to lose.
The stakes are just too high.
They are.
Okay, so we've talked about the impact on individuals, the steps they can take to protect themselves, and the broader implications for the healthcare industry and data privacy. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, the role of companies like Technegian.
Yes. Technegian is a great example of a cybersecurity firm that's really helping organizations navigate this complex landscape. They offer a range of services from risk assessments and security audits to incident response and data recovery.
So they're kind of like the cybersecurity superheroes.
You could say that.
Coming in to save the day.
They play a crucial role in helping organizations identify vulnerabilities, strengthen their defenses, and respond effectively if a breach does occur.
So if you're a business owner listening to this, reaching out to a company like Technegian could be a good first step.
It's definitely a smart move. They can provide expert guidance and support tailored to your specific needs and industry.
That makes sense. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, what's the key takeaway for businesses?
Don't wait for a breach to happen before you take action. Proactive cybersecurity measures are essential.
Okay.
Invest in your defenses, create a culture of security, and partner with experts who can help you navigate this increasingly complex threat landscape.
Great advice. And for our listeners who might be feeling overwhelmed by all this information, what's the one thing you want them to remember?
Knowledge is power.
Okay.
The more you understand about the risks and the steps you can take to mitigate them, the better equipped you'll be to protect yourself and your information.
And remember, you're not alone in this. There are resources available to help you, whether it's the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, or organizations like the Better Business Bureau.
Hmm.
Don't hesitate to reach out and get the support you need.
That's an important point. There's a whole community of cybersecurity professionals, advocates, and resources dedicated to helping individuals and organizations stay safe online.
So let's end on a note of empowerment.
Yeah.
Even though we're facing some serious challenges in the digital world,
mm-hmm.
we have the tools and the knowledge to navigate them effectively.
Absolutely. The future of cybersecurity is not predetermined.
All right.
It's something we can shape together.
Well said. Now let's move on to the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore some even deeper questions and potential solutions for the future of data security. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. The scale of the Change Healthcare breach, the tactics of the attackers, the steps that individuals and businesses can take to protect themselves.
It's been quite a journey. From stolen data to fake exit scams and the long-term implications for healthcare and data privacy.
It really has. But as we wrap up, I want to shift our focus from defense to offense. What are some of the more radical or innovative solutions that could help us turn the tide in this ongoing battle for data security?
That's a great question. And it's one that a lot of brilliant minds are grappling with right now. One area that holds a lot of promise is the concept of zero trust security.
Okay, zero trust. That sounds pretty intense. Break it down for us.
Essentially, it means moving away from the traditional model of security, which relies on perimeter defenses like firewalls, and instead assuming that no user or device can be trusted by default.
So it's kind of like guilty until proven innocent for anyone trying to access a network or system?
Exactly. Every access request, whether it's from an employee, a device, or an application, is rigorously verified and authenticated, regardless of location or previous access.
That sounds like a pretty significant shift from how most organizations handle security today.
It is, but it's becoming increasingly necessary as cyber attacks grow more sophisticated, and the traditional perimeter-based approach proves less effective.
Right, because if attackers can breach the perimeter, they basically have free rein inside the network.
It's exactly. Zero Trust aims to prevent that by making it much harder for attackers to move laterally within a system, even if they manage to gain initial access.
So it's about minimizing the damage, even if a breach does occur. What are some other innovative approaches that you're excited about?
Another area that's showing a lot of potential is the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning in cybersecurity.
AI seems to be popping up everywhere these days, so it's not surprising to see it being applied to security as well. How exactly is it being used?
AI and machine learning can analyze vast amounts of data to identify patterns and anomalies that might indicate malicious activity. They can also be used to automate tasks like threat detection and response, freeing up human security analysts to focus on more complex threats.
So it's about using AI to augment human capabilities and make our defenses more proactive and intelligent.
Precisely. It's not about replacing human expertise, but rather giving security teams the tools they need to keep pace with the rapidly evolving threat landscape.
That makes a lot of sense. Are there any other out-of-the-box solutions that are being explored?
There's growing interest in the concept of decentralized identity, which aims to give individuals more control over their own data.
So instead of having our data scattered across various companies and platforms, we would have a single secure way to manage and share it.
That's the idea. It uses technologies like blockchain to create a tamper-proof record of our identity and our consent to share specific information with specific parties.
That sounds like a huge step towards empowering individuals and taking back control of our digital lives.
It has the potential to be a real game changer. And it's not just about security. It's also about privacy and giving individuals agency over how their data is used.
It seems like we're at a crossroads in terms of data security and privacy. The Change Healthcare breach and other high-profile incidents have exposed the flaws in our current systems and the urgent need for change.
I completely agree, but I'm also optimistic. These challenges are pushing us to be more innovative and creative in finding solutions.
So maybe this breach, as devastating as it is, could be the catalyst for a more secure and privacy-centric digital future.
I believe it can be. It's a wake-up call that we can't ignore. And it's an opportunity to build a better, more resilient digital world.
Well said, and that's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into the Change Healthcare data breach and its implications.
It's been a pleasure. And remember, stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay proactive. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of data security.
Absolutely. Until next time.